One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. It's the instant match reaction after Liverpool beat Brighton 1-0 away from home. I'm joined by Ben Kelly. Look, it was nice to bounce back from that Wolves game, wasn't it? I mean, we've seen just how much better the first team is than our reserves, yeah. And it's just nice to see us come back out there and just play well defensively. I really enjoyed the defensive performance.
Yeah, I think every now and then you need a game like Wolves to remind you how spoiled we are.
Yeah.
And then when the team comes back in, it feels, you know, you appreciate that whole lot more. And you know, Van Dijk was back in today, and even though Fabinho isn't a centre back, it didn't look out of place for me. You know, Alisson was back in, which is obviously a big plus as well. He didn't have that much to do overall, but what he did well. You know, Henderson and Wijnaldum, I've said it over and over again, I think Wijnaldum's one of the best midfielders in the league at the moment. To have them two back in, I thought Henderson ran the game, I thought Wijnaldum was good again, and you know, the front four were sharp, you know, did their bit, and that did. Look, at the end of the day, it's come out with a win. So
yeah, I mean, it started off the game, Brighton kind of sat back a little bit and we just got to push our fullbacks up the pitch, which is what we like to do, and pin their wingers back. And it seemed like as soon as we beat that midfield press, we had it all open, didn't we? And with our front three, we're a danger, or from four, I should say, especially with Shaqiri in there. I just really enjoyed the performance by a lot of them players. Like you were talking about Gini and Hendo there, I really thought like they did a fantastic job in the midfield. They're just stifling stuff. I mean, some of the passing was a bit... They seemed to be forcing it over the top, didn't they? And that was a bit annoying, but it seemed like that was the game plan all along, is to kind of hit it long over the top. Shaqiri was making them infield runs and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of time it was getting scooped up, particularly in the first half. It felt, you know, I think you commented yourself in the first half, it felt like we were getting a bit desperate, and it felt as if we were trying to force things a bit. I don't know whether it was just... I don't know if the team felt any pressure today, but in the parts of the first half, it felt as if... there was a bit of impatience from them, because obviously we've lost the last two. There's a bit more impetus to go and get a goal. But I think I was sat there always confident that we were going to get a goal. You know, it's then whether we could keep them out at the other end, which obviously we did. But I don't know, obviously, whether they fell out on the pitch. It's interesting about the midfield stuff, to be honest, because just thinking about it then, I wonder if now we can see that Fabinho, when he does, like, obviously, I think it was said by Klopp that we were going to only get him to do the basics at centre-back. I wonder if that'll be an option going forward now, because if we're going to play a 4-2-3-1, Henderson and Gini did so well today. Henderson over the last few months has been fantastic. I think he had a slow start to the season, but you know, when he's in that position, you know, we saw today he's pushing on forward a bit more like the 13-14 Henderson, that box to box midfielder that is probably the best period that he's had in a Liverpool shirt. I just wonder if those two are our, like, two of our best choices in midfield, does that mean that we'll see Fabinho a bit more dropping back to centre-back a bit more often? Because it's difficult if you're going to play a 4-2-3-1, obviously the math suggests that you can't fit all three in.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of games to play, so there'll be a lot of rotation involved, but I wonder if that'll be a thing just by chance, not necessarily by design. We've happened to now played ourselves into a position where Fabinho can play there. So
I mean, it's a mad one. I've got stats for Fabinho here. 5 clearances, 2 block shots, 1 interception. He won 6 out of 7 duels with an 85% pass accuracy. For me, I don't want to see him in that centre back role. I really, really enjoy him in the midfield, especially alongside Gini Wijnaldum. And I understand where you're coming from here, because he's a great passer of the ball. He seemed okay positionally. There was a few moments where, look, he should be tighter. He's getting beaten. The striker's pulling off the back of him. But look, at that level, that's going to happen unless you're a top defender like Virgil van Dijk. And it was nice to see him partnered alongside Virgil, because I think he raises the game of everyone he comes up up against, and we saw it again today. Fabinho was miles different than what he was at Wolves. I just feel like I like seeing Fabinho in that midfield for me. I know you're not saying...
I'm not saying that. I just think... Because it's a nice problem to have, because obviously everybody's playing well in midfield. Yeah. But, you know, like, already, you know, you're thinking, well, why? There's no real reason at the moment to drop Henderson or Gini. So when Matip's fit or Gomez is fit, who what do you do about the midfield? It's I think there's plenty of games to play.
But you enjoy every single option that you've got there, and I think in a couple of weeks' time, when Gomez and Matip are back, I feel like they're in there. But then one of them players gets injured, you don't know exactly what you can do. But Fabinho's on the pitch, drop him back in and change that midfield round. I think we've got so many options there. It's really, really good to see. I love the fact that he can play there. I really, really do enjoy that. Because it could even mean that you could put Gomez at right back, put Fabinho at centre back, then put Milner in at centre mid, you know what I mean? And there's loads of different options there. Okay, that's kind of the defensive stuff. Let's talk about the goal. Salah wins the pen.
Stonewall
pen.
Despite the Brighton fans complaining, I thought it was. I mean, he did go down. I mean, it was definitely a penalty, like, but he does sort of go, wah! And like kicks his leg
he's
up.
Like
and does
Charlie
all
Brown,
that, yeah.
Isn't
but
he?
This is the thing, and it's interesting, because did you see the Tottenham game in the week? Did you see the Harry Kane?
I didn't know.
So I mean, obviously it's not a massive thing, but for me, this is where, with all of Salah's penalties recently, it's obviously been quite a discussion point amongst pundits and Twitter and things like that. Unless you go down, you're not going to get a penalty. Yeah. So the Harry Kane one for me, and loads of people watching this, I assume, will have seen it, is where the keeper, there is contact, but then he kind of like dramatically goes over. The keeper comes out basically and takes him out, but the way he sort of places his leg, he kind of straightens them up and like dives over. For me, it is a penalty because there's contact.
Yeah.
And if he stays up there, he's not going to get the penalty. And this is the thing for me with attackers, because of the refereeing, unless you go down in the penalty, you're not going to get a penalty. And then that leads to, particularly the Newcastle one for Salah, where even though it looks dead soft, how else are you going to get penalties? You know what I mean? Well, and today was another one for me. It was a penalty, but the way he goes over, he's got to make sure that that decision is given.
It's funny because we're watching the game and Amy shouts, go down. Yeah. And then he rounds the man and then gets his legs kicked from under him. And she's right, you've got to go down, you've got to win these pens. And I was screaming for loads of them during the game as well, just because you've got to, in my eyes. And I feel like we have been too soft lately in terms of that, but that wins us the game. Mm. We might not get the breakthrough and all right, you could say it's a dive, but it's not. He gets his legs kicked from underneath him, and he over-exaggerates.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Ball.
I think
it is
a penalty, but if he doesn't over-exaggerate, if he doesn't go over, then I don't think he wins the foul, even though it's still a foul.
Yeah.
And that's because there seems to be some kind of, like, I don't know, like enigma with referees where a foul outside the area where a player doesn't go down, he'll happily give, but because it's going to be a penalty. Like, if Salah had stayed on his feet, though, or tried to stay on his feet, that's not a foul because it's in the box for me. If that's in the centre circle, then he'd have just given a quick, and we'd have just played it quickly. You know, it's one of them, and that's why players are going down, I think, at the moment.
No, it's fair enough, but even if you get a pen, you've still got to tuck it away, you've still got to convert that pen, and he did it with a plum, didn't he?
You know,
really,
it's a good
really
penalty,
good penalty.
When the keeper goes the right way and even gets a touch to it and he can't save it. If you hit it hard and low, for me, that's the best type of penalty.
I was a bit worried, Ben. I really like James Milner taking pens. Yeah. I like Bobby Firmino taking pens. I feel like Salah blasts them, but he's now blasting them with a bit of finesse in there as well. He's hitting them so hard the keeper can't do anything if he does get there, but it's in the corner as well. It's a really well taken pen.
I worry about Salah's penalties because in my brain it feels like I view it from a perspective of me taking a penalty if I was blasting them. I should know by now that Salah's got the control to blast it properly.
But for me,
if I was to blast it, it'd just be a bit reckless and it would go into Rose's head, and that's sort of the way I'm looking at it. But I'm starting to learn to trust him a bit more now with the, I think because he's missed some in the past, hasn't he? You know, it's a bit more, but if it was me, I wouldn't be taking that approach to a penalty. I'd be looking to slot it a bit more like Bobby does. But like I said, I'm learning to trust him a bit now.
And look, so the last time we played Brighton, Mo Salah got the goal to send us through. Really tidy finish into the bottom left-hand side. Gets another one. He's getting back to being this game winner for us as well. And I'm really enjoying seeing him play like this in the attack. But another player who's playing really well in the attack now is Bobby Firmino. Yeah. And you said he was your man in a match. I just thought, for me especially, he linked up to play really well. Mm-hmm. He's so good in that number 10 yeah. role, isn't he? And that formation suits him when he gets to drop in and Mo Salah's.
I think it's taken a little bit of time for him to adapt to that. And look, that's the way it is when you change formation and you put players in positions that, I mean, you could argue he was playing a number 10 anyway, mm-hmm. but you know, he's probably being asked to do a lot of different things now. For me, I think the Arsenal game's been really key for him. Ever since then, he's been, you know, sort of back at it, and you know, he's looked a lot brighter. Even when he came on Monday against Wolves, I thought, you know, he added something extra, and even though nothing was really created for him, I think his movement's somewhere else when he's playing in that role. You said it there, the link up play is the most important for me. Over the last few weeks, I think, you know, with the Man City game, even the Wolves game as well, you know, there was a lot of criticism for not being able to link midfield to attack. Yeah. Firmino is so good at doing that. He's so good at being that sort of that bridge across to Salah and Mane, you know. And like I say, we were wasteful in opportunities today. And, you know, Mane in particular missed a couple, and Salah missed one towards the end. But Firmino, without Firmino there, we don't create those chances for me. And I think he's so important to the way we play, and that's stating the obvious at this point. You know, everybody are watching this, and I'm not saying anything revolutionary here, but I think it's so important to reiterate just how good he is.
Yeah, and if you pick out some of the moments in the matches, like the back heel flicks, the extravagant flicks, but they work every time, and some really tough balls to control, and it's like he knows that, right? He doesn't have the pace of a Salah, of a Mane, not even Shaqiri, maybe.
He's got the intelligence, though, to make up for it.
He's got the intelligence, yeah, and I'd rather him be playing the balls than a Sadio Mane, than a Mo Salah. I'd rather them be on the end of it and having a shot, even though Bobby can slot things away. We've seen it so many times. He's fantastic at it. It's so good to see him attack click. We've seen it click already this season, but like, we're talking about game winners in terms of Mo Salah. Bobby Firmino is another game winner there. If you think back to the PSG game, I was rewatching that the other day just to rewatch it, because I remembered that Bobby Firmino scored a last minute winner pretty much, and I was like, wow, he's been fantastic, even when we haven't said they were at their best, and it's really good to see. Look, at the end of the day, this game was a pretty dull 1-0 affair, but we will take these 1-0 wins.
These are important. We're going to have more. Yeah. We're going to have more of these. Look, you know, I've just done the Twitter reactions downstairs, and you know, people are saying 16 more heart attacks to go and things like that. Look, this is the way it's going to be. We're in a title race now. You know,
but did you feel unconfident at any point during that game? Which 1-0 and no
getting
point
into
in
stoppage
game.
Time. I mean, this is the thing. We've got to shift our mentality to away from the old Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know, this is a much more solid defensive unit now. But I must admit, in stoppage time, there's still a bit of me like, blow the whistle. But for the majority of the game, I mean, look, we spent a lot of that second half after the goal chatting about random shit.
Yeah.
You know, because we were just, and it was just sort of on in the background, because I think that there is a sense of settled now when we're watching the game. We know that there isn't a lot of real danger going on, you know, and you know, we obviously watch it in enough detail to have these conversations, but that speaks volumes for me. If we're not completely focused on the game and watching it, that's because it's all going fine.
Well, we know that every single player in that team knows the roles. Do you know how to play in that role? Do you know that if we do concede a goal, it's because of a world-class bit of play from the other team? That's the only way to break through this team now, is by a world-class bit of play. Yeah. And how often during the game does a team do that? It's so tough for other teams.
Well, in the last few games, it's happened, and that's been the difference. Ruben Neves strikes, and in the City game, the Aguero goal is absolutely world-class, and that's the breakthrough. You go.
And that's it in terms of, like, that's why I was so happy to see, just to know even that, look, Alisson, Van Dijk, Robertson come back in and just shored it all up. And obviously you've got Trent there. There was a bit of a niggle, but he just played through it. Nothing seemed to affect them. And all right, you've got Fabinho in there. He was the weak link, and he was the one place they were targeting, and rightly so. But it didn't even matter. And you've got the cover on the wings with the formation that we play. Let's Mane and Shaqiri kind of tuck back in. You've got your defensive midfield roles who are so tireless that they get up and down the pitch regardless. This team is such a unit. Teams must come up against it and just go, what can we even do except for sit back and try and catch it on the break? But then Van Dijk's there, then Alisson's there, and look, we're 7 points clear, I think, until tomorrow when City and Spurs
Monday
play.
Night.
Is it Monday?
Oh, no, well, yes. City play Monday night, Spurs play tomorrow.
So there you go, and it's one of them where we needed that win just to keep the daylight ahead of us, just to keep that momentum going. Yes, two losses, like you said before, but that's fine. We lost against the best team that this Premier League's seen for a long, long time, and when we rotated the squad heavily. Yeah. So now we're back to winning ways. We can carry on now, push on, more games to come in the next few weeks, and long may continue.
Well, we said this after City, didn't we? We are now entering a key run in terms of the games are actually quite kind for us. You know, we go to Palace next week. Then we've got a 10-day break until Leicester at home. So we've got the next two home games are at home against winnable opposition. Then we've got West Ham. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Bournemouth. So
I'm
all
glad
them
you remember
games
that,
for me.
I don't remember
and then
that.
We've got United. Yeah. So up until Bournemouth, or up to and including Bournemouth, are now all winnable games. And today we got off on to a good start with that run.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, thank you everyone for listening. But we've given you our opinions. We want to know your opinions. Obviously, look, fantastic win, fantastic boring 1-0 win. But what did you make of Fabinho's performance alongside Virgil van Dijk? What did you make of the Mo Salah pen? Was it a pen? What about that midfield? It's let us know what you thought of every different aspect of what we talked about there. Obviously, they're going to do the final word, I think, on Monday. Yeah, we're doing it on Monday. So we're taking comments from this video. Let us know all your thoughts. We really, really want to use your thoughts. We appreciate everyone who comments on these videos. And look, like we say, long may it continue. The Reds are fucking boss. We're top of the table. Let's carry it going. Carry it on going. Whatever, I'm ruining my outro.
Just round it up, Tom.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Like I say, give it a like. Leave us all your thoughts on the game. And yeah, we'll see you over on the Redmen TV with the final word, the man of the match, the stats show. Just loads of stuff. And yeah, see you next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.